The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every day, sports happens.
It never stops.
And neither do we. Get the expert perspectives you need. Strategies and vital information you won't get anywhere else. You're listening to the home of the Winning Edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons. All of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious?
Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
Would it tie at 2 and 5.5? He's like, yeah, this game's
going to be a huge
deal. No. We go over in this situation. We've been doing it to great effect. And what do you know, Scott? In the commercial break, during the update from our guy, Jay Berman.
All right, here we go, Carver and
so
Lisi here with you.
And there's still 11
Sports
minutes
Grid Radio.
Left in the
good
third.
To have you aboard
and that's
tonight,
what you and I
Mike
talk
Carver
about. I don't know what
Joe
our consigliere
Lisi.
Was doing, but our
go
system,
for
the way we play it, looks
got a
to
lot
be
happening.
Still holding well.
Night two
now we got
of the NCAA tournament first four.
To get one more goal and with a one goal differential,
Scarlet
it
Knights
opens up the idea of the empty net. I know what Dave was saying. He likes to bet under
first. They have hit the under eight timeout in the first half. Irish with a 28-25
lead. But at that
lead.
Point, when we brought it up,
we have
like
a lot of NBA tonight, a couple of hockey games as well, plenty of NFL news. And we go bracket bonanza tonight. All the picks, the upsets, the final four picks, everything you could ever possibly want as the true start of the NCAA tournament gets going tomorrow around noon Eastern. Joe, good evening. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, and now you
doing
got a monster
great,
middle.
Carver, I didn't get off to a good start tonight with the Portland Trailblazers. But I'll tell you what.
Now you can
did
play
you
under
see this ending in Brooklyn tonight? Dallas trailing Spencer Dinwiddie with a three with no time left. The dagger in Brooklyn, baby.
But still, if you got plus money on the other side, which you really didn't, it's basically even.
I just saw it. I just saw it. I love that. The former net coming back to Brooklyn and stuffing it to the Nets. Oh, that's outstanding. That is great.
I wanted to take them in game, too. They were down as much as, I think, 7 or 8. And they were plus 5.5. And the line closed, I think, at 2, 2.5. Lo and behold, it's right on the number, right? 113, 111. He just drains a three. Luka Doncic. Bang! Bang!
Remember when David
Spencer Dinwiddie. But I didn't have him, of course. So we got all the bad picks, Al Carver, right? I know today's going to be a football show with the Bills getting Von Miller and everything like that. So we have to sprinkle in some March Madness here.
There's not a football show.
Oh, all right. I'm just checking. Just checking.
Not a football show. We, of course, will talk about the moves today for a few minutes. I mean, we have to do that. But not a football show tonight, Joe. This is it's bracket central tonight.
I'm ready, Kai.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Irish up 1, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half in Dayton against Rutgers. I will tell you, Joe, I'm a little surprised at the pace here. The total was 134.5. And we played this to the under. And that was a bad idea right now. I mean, live, it's at 150.5. We might have to see where this is at halftime, Joe, and maybe think about maybe an in-game under if it gets high enough at the half. I mean, they've got 60 points on the board with 6 minutes left in the first half.
150.
This stuns me.
That's 90-point second half, Carver. I mean, you think you're going to get a 90-point second half? I can't even follow.
They're not at the half yet, Joe. I mean, there's 5 minutes.
I understand, Carver.
They're going to add on to this. I mean, they're just going up and down. I can't believe these two teams are scoring like this right now. I did not.
Well, that's what I need. Can I just say something? That there's a major movement on this Long Beach BYU line because I took it at 165.5 at I don't even know what time. 9:48, I punched the ticket. It's up to 170.5.
Yeah,
already.
I think
they're
the Lakers went in a halftime and said, all right, we're down 20-25.
You know what that is.
We're going to do anything. We're going to do it in the third quarter.
Ricky the
Shark. Ricky the close game. Now fourth quarter.
You know who that
underway.
Is. And now Ricky I would the Shark think Minnesota taking would back care of business, Joe. We do want to welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody in the
absolutely.
Mix. 9-2 run for Rutgers
you.
Here.
You know, that's
34-30.
Why I brought it up. You know, I do think Minnesota, especially
just,
as the home
nobody
team,
is missing in this game.
Already.
I mean, okay. This is just.
What we try to do here.
I'm sitting on a bad one myself. I got Florida
laying
a point and a half.
I don't want to hit you over the head with this all night, but I'm going to just take the last minute and a half of this segment.
You know what I mean? That might be the very closest Portland they get in the entire time. And
no, they get that. Let me tell you, it was 12, 13. You can bang me all you want. They suck. I don't know. FanDuel has this thing, team form. Team form should read suck. That's it. They are absolutely horrible. I mean, and not only that, but the refs tonight in the Garden making Julius Randle look like the second coming of Michael Jordan. Man, just touch him. Blow on him, and he's at the free throw line. I'm serious. I watch the whole game in the bar. He was on the line like the whole third and fourth quarter.
He got a couple calls tonight.
Them and the Lakers.
He got a few
couple, and he's making the face.
Real quickly, how about the Knicks?
I mean, ridiculous.
They won by 30.
I turned it off. I was at the bar having a double burger with Manny.
Again, the double burger.
Seven out of nine.
Carver.
I know it's over two.
I got to the gym late tonight.
Portland
okay,
has now
did a
lost
nice
games
hour
by 30
workout.
Points
I, was
I don't know what the line was.
All right, I knew we were on a schedule. Got to break down brackets. We have a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. We got 12 o'clock Eastern. We're off and running, baby. I got to get the brackets in.
We got a lot to do.
What would they have paid
right here on Carver and Lacy? All right, we'll come back. We'll keep rocking Sports Grid Radio, Carver and Lacy, Tournament Madness. We got NFL news, a lot to do. We keep rolling after this.
Do you do it again? Because tomorrow they're in Detroit, Scott. Remember? We saw this. So we got to see if it's worth it to go back because they may lose by 30 again. We'll be right back.
If sports talk networks were girlfriends, we'd be the one you wouldn't take home to meet mother. Or your toady little friends. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
We're here 7 days a week,
giving you the actionable insights and expert perspectives you need to win.
And here's more good news.
It's free.
So stay tuned and get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
There's no deserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, welcome you back in, everybody.
Right, that's it. Carver
live,
says it.
Got, they got to ask.
We got a live roll time. Scotty, I'm going to need your help. As you know,
you'd have a problem with that, Joe. You don't want that?
Nah, New Jersey, I don't want it. And the first four games that's like going on right now has the State College of New Jersey. Okay, up 36-32. Why don't you tell me about the live action and that one?
All right. Let us see.
We're back. Carver and Lisi here with you.
We have
Sports Grid Radio on a Wednesday night as we are watching the first four
I guess that's what they call this, right? The first four, they don't call it, yeah, there it is on the court. First four. They don't like when you say play-in games, Joe, because this technically, you know, you're in the tournament.
This is it. I'm watching the NIT.
Say play-in. Of course you are. That's because you're a maniac and you got scratch on the NIT. I mean, we got a great game going here between Notre Dame and Rutgers.
I can't bet on that game.
I understand. I'm sorry.
So I took Florida, an SEC team, going up against a bunch of Kevin Walsh's from New Rochelle, and they're losing by four. I mean, that's basically what I got right now.
I like Iona.
Good. I hope they get crushed. I'm laying 1.5 by Florida.
Play it.
Bang it!
I didn't play it.
We're starting to assert our will. I'm telling you this right now, people. We're starting to assert our will here in the SEC. This is SEC speed. This is SEC talent. Rick Pitino wearing the suit, nonetheless, from his days back in Louisville. I mean, come on now. Could we just put this team on their ass like they should be? I mean, come on. New Rochelle. Let's go.
Let me just tell you what else. You're right. The Mavs ended up winning that game. Let me just give you what else is happening, because there's a lot of – I mean, my computer's just torture tonight, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I got all kinds of problems here. Trying to get the lines and trying to get things going. So you're going to have to give me a moment here.
What do you want? You want me to carry the show here?
McKissick, no, I don't need you to carry
flipped.
The show.
McKissick flipped on your Bills. He went to the Washington Commanders. You believe that?
Well, do you know the actual story, or are you just saying it? Are you just trying to throw, or are you just trying to throw the flashy headline there to make it look like nobody wants to go to Buffalo when, you know, Von Miller, 2-time Super Bowl champion, signed with Buffalo today? But instead, we'll just paint that garbage headline that McKissick. Do you want to know what actually happened with McKissick, Joe?
Sure, why not?
Or do we just want to read the splashy headline and not actually dive into the story on what really went on?
So what are you saying? I'm just shoddy journalism here?
I think you were taking a shot at me with the Bills, is what you were doing, saying that somebody didn't want to come and play for them, which is a hard shot to take tonight, considering they just signed Von Miller. That's a very, very rough shot to try to take with Buffalo. But I'll give you the story with McKissick if you'd like it. He wanted to stay in Washington. Washington didn't offer him a new deal. So yesterday, when the Bills offered him 2 years and the $7.5 million, he said, all right, I'm going to take it. And his agent, the great Dougie Fresh, Doug Hendrickson, and then Washington called him up, basically said, hey, we'll match that offer. Went back to McKissick and he said, hey, I don't want to leave. I like it here. If they're willing to match the offer Buffalo made, then I want to stay here at home. And that's what he did, Joe. So now that's more context to the story, not I don't want to go to Buffalo. I wanted to stay where I am, and I just wanted them to match the offer.
Well, you got
to
read between the lines. You think he wants to be in sub-freezing weather in, like, October? I mean, he wants to hang out in D.C.
Well, Joe, I mean, I know that you want to try to needle me here tonight. You're not going to be able to do it when it comes to the Bills,
no.
Considering what they did. You're not going to be able to do it. And I don't like that they're favorites. You know this. It bothers me that they're at the top of these boards to win the Super Bowl and win this and be the best team. You know that stuff bothers me. But facts are facts, Joe. They were a really, really good team last year. And they're adding pieces to try to get over the top. And that's what when you're this close in the NFL and you have a young quarterback, you need to make moves like this to try to get through the finish line. And that's what they're doing. And I had a couple people tweet at me, man, you're overpaying him 6 years, 100. It's not. It's everything in the NFL, Joe, and you'll admit this, contracts and salary cap wise, it's all nonsense. It makes no difference. It's not 6 years, 120. In reality, it's 3 years and $52 million or something like that, because that's all that's guaranteed. Everything else on the back end is nonsense. It's toilet paper. That's all that it is, Joe.
I agree, Carver, but, you know, I keep telling you, you know, you're spending a lot of time on football. It's a March Madness show. Come on now.
Well, it's going to be, but you're the one who brought up McKissick while I was trying to get the NBA scores.
I was carrying the show for a couple of minutes. That's all I was doing.
You decided to slide in there, that you tried to take a jab with McKissick, and I wasn't having it, Joe. So I had to stand my ground. I stood my ground.
You did a good job. You did a good job.
You tried to jab me, and then I ducked and weaved, and then I went back at you. That's it. You tried a little jab, and I ducked, and I went the other way. That's how it worked.
Like 1983 with the Michael Douglas Wall Street.
You don't like that?
I'm just saying it's not new style. Like, he went back to his roots a little bit. He went back to greed is good and, and Blue Horseshoe a little bit with the big tie and
Blue
that's
Horseshoe.
Out now.
Loves Anacott Steel.
I tell you what,
Anacott Steel.
Florida better lay some steel to these kids from Iona right now.
Iona's going to win that game, Joe.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Carver, come on now. Come on.
Iona's a better team.
No, they're not.
Iona's a better team.
And we got a three. How about that?
All right. Let me just tell you what else is going on. Minnesota, 108-92. They lead the Lakers live. They're laying 15.5. The Spurs have a 91-83 lead on the Thunder. Both those teams suck. The Bulls and the Jazz, who burned both of us the other night, tonight they're playing in Utah. They're at the half 54-49. Jazz have a 5-point lead there, Joe. The Bucks are in Sacramento tonight against the Kings. Early on, 14-13 is your score. And the Celtics are out to a 14-10 lead over the Warriors. Refresh my memory one more time. What kind of nonsense do you got in this Warrior-Celtic game?
I lead the one and a half. Joey Chalk tonight. You know what it was? I was looking at the games, and I'm like, a lot of these favorites aren't covering, right? Dallas was down. I'm like, you know what? Short favorite with Golden State going up against Tatum and the Celtics? Yeah, I'll lay it. And now, sure enough, here they come, flat start. It's amazing. Every time I bet on the Golden State Warriors, they lay an egg. Every time I bet against them, Seth Curry drops in 50. It's sickening to me. It really is sickening. Right now, I need them to step up, regroup, and get back to basics. If that doesn't work, I got the bailout plan with Tampa Bay over the Kraken. I mean, maybe you haven't heard, I'm an NHL specialist.
Wait, what do you have tonight in the NHL?
I laid 1.5. I didn't get positive money. I laid 1.5 at minus, I think, 112 with the Lightning.
All right. That's fine. So you laid the puck line again with minus money is what you're telling me.
It was that or minus 122. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
When we got off the air last night, I will tell you, I caught the Panthers at the end of the second intermission down 1 to San Jose live at plus 165, and that was a winner.
Nice job. Let me ask you something. When we went to bed last night, because after the show, I hit the sheets right away, right? What happened to Colorado? Colorado last night.
Oh, man, they got taken out by the Bonnies. The Bonnies took care of business out in Boulder, Joe. I cannot believe that these two teams are going to score almost 80 points in the first half. Joe, I am stunned right now that this game's 39-36 in the final minute of the half. I'm floored, Joe. 75 points between the Irish and the Scarlet Knights. I thought the final could be in the 40s, and they're going to have almost 40 each at the half.
I got a couple of same game parlays going here. You want to hear them?
Yes, I want to hear them.
On the other side, I know we're going to break. On the other side, we'll do it.
You'll give them to me on the other side. That's fine. Rutgers 11-2 when leading at the half this year, Joe.
You know what that means? 11-2. Notre Dame now. Take Notre Dame.
All right, I actually plan on doing that because I need to try to get back in the mix here because the under's not going to come in for me.
And they all right, so take Tampa Bay, Carver. We haven't been on in the same. The last one we were on in NHL, we lost. Go dive in on the Lightning.
Let me go take a look during the break. I'll see what's happening with Tampa. What do they got tonight? It's in Seattle, right? All right, we'll see what's cooking. Carver and Lisa here with you, Sports Grid Radio. We'll keep rolling through all these games. We got to get through all the bracket picks, too. We're back on the grid after this.
If you ever hear a Taylor Swift song here,
something has gone horribly wrong.
We only give you sports gaming strategies and information you need. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Have you noticed all the gaming commercials filling the airwaves lately?
There's a reason for that.
Gaming is sweeping the nation. Everybody wants in on the action. So get your information from the people who planted the flag first. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're gonna like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard. It is halftime in Dayton. 41-36, Joe, is the score. Rutgers leads Notre Dame. And like I said, Rutgers just didn't miss a shot the whole half. I'm stunned. Live total now, 148.5, which, of course, pregame was 134. So 14 points to the pace over. Which is kind of tough for me to take, but what's the matter now?
I'm taking it on the chin. These Devils, the New Jersey Devils.
I just explain something to you?
And this is more than that, Joe.
The Calgary Flames are one of the best teams in the Western Conference.
Listen,
they score a lot of goals. The Devils suck. Okay, they played last night in Vancouver. They got lit up like a Christmas tree. And now they're going to go play a better team tonight on the road in Alberta. Joe, this was a bad – what did you take with the Devils? Please tell me again. What did you take with them?
Hang on. +1.5.
Yeah, that's no good. Plus money. I wouldn't even take the 2.5 right
now. Just short number. How about these Gators down three? Pitino.
Gators struggling. Huh? With the mighty.
No, they're not struggling. Right. Wait till the 10-minute mark. We're going to pull away like Seabiscuit.
Mighty Iona tonight.
The mighty Iona. Here we go. Look, five slammer jam, a kid wide open. Look at this. Unbelievable. Iona. Kid's wide open. Right down the lane. Like no offense. Like, could we get a body in there? Castellano? What's his name? What's the center for Florida? Number 12. Castellano?
Castellano.
He's Castell? I know he's something like that. I forget.
Can we get Castellano in there?
Castellano? Can we get a Gambardella in the middle? Give me the kid from Penn State already.
Oh, Joe.
What's his name, Castellano. Number 12? Castellone. I don't know. Castleton. Whatever his name is. Castleton. Could Castleton just step up? Come on. Iona. Look at this. They're playing the amoeba. The amoeba defense here. Florida should be able to rip them, if we can get this to like 2, it's night. No, we're just tossing up shots, Carver. I can't watch this anymore. Give me a sharpshooter. There's no more sharpshooters in college basketball. Where are the Steve Alfords? Where's the J.J. Reddicks? Where's the guys that bing? Where's Steph Curry from Davidson when he popped in 40? Give me those guys. I'm just saying, we're letting Iona, okay? I know Iona very well. I went to Fordham, New Rochelle, streets, back in the day. We're letting these guys go wide open. The guy's 6'7", he's got no athletic ability. He's doing like, he looks like Hakeem Olajuwon.
You know that Iona's been, you know, like a mid-major.
I know, they're on the cusp, and I know,
power
I know.
For a long time.
Yeah, power, playing Manhattan and all those schools, I know, power.
Very good, they've been very
great.
Good.
Wait until Vermont gets up against Arkansas. If Florida loses this game right now tonight, I'm telling you right now, let Joe Public bet Vermont tomorrow because we're going to be all in. I told you, 40 minutes of hell with Corliss Williamson and retro days of Arkansas basketball.
If you'd like to start there, I don't mind that. When we look at some of these games tomorrow and maybe what, you know, a lot of people, Joe, are flocking to the Catamounts tomorrow night against Arkansas. And that game will be on while we're doing the show tomorrow night. So that'll be a lot of fun. Vermont getting 5 right now. Total 139. At the beginning of the week, Joe, Sunday night, Monday morning, when I first looked at everything, I wanted to take Vermont. But after listening to people for the last 2 days, I'm on Arkansas now. I'm going to lay the 5 with Arkansas tomorrow.
So you're with me. You're with me.
I'm with you tomorrow night on Arkansas. I just feel like there's way too much public backing of Vermont now for me. I can't go with you.
Now, I don't like, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't like the way Arkansas played when they played Texas A&M, but they played very good against LSU, an athletic team. Now, LSU isn't the same team the way they were last year, right, when they made that run against Michigan. They were a dynamic team. They had the big three. This year, they're not as good, and obviously Wade is out. So, you know, it's a little bit different. But Arkansas should start fast. Not only that, we have the more athletic team. Bing! We just hit a 3. Bing! Florida on the move. 12-11 left, down 2. 12-11 left, down 2. Here come the Gators. Let's go, Billy. Let's go, Billy Donovan. I'm going back to the days when they won back-to-back with Michael Miller and the crew. How about those days? That team for the Gators. Oh, where's the shoulder? Are you kidding me? And he gives a little, come on, Jolly. Come on now. A little taunt. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, that's the thing. It's like, if the refs are going to allow these mid-majors to, like, you know, rough it up a little bit, then you got to give it a little bit, too. You can't have it one way. Am I wrong?
You're going to be hot under the collar about this. When Florida loses this game to Iona, you're going to be very upset. Be very upset.
Carver, but it's how they're losing. I don't care if they get absolutely boat raced in their building. Here we go. Another 3. Not even close. Here we go. And the kids. All right. Let me just say. Can we regroup? Let's regroup.
I'd like to regroup.
All right. Yeah, I think this show went all out of, off the rails when we brought up the Bills. So let's dial it back. Let's maintain our composure. And let's get back to basics, all right?
There's nobody to blame there but yourself for that, because you decided to pit, you came to a, you wanted to start like a fight with me, like in an alley. Like you tried to catch me off guard. You know, the lights were out a little bit. My computer was on the fritz. And you decided to try to throw me a quick left. And I wasn't having it, Joe. Not tonight. Not on a night that Von Miller signs in Buffalo. You ain't getting me. Not getting me.
Seattle cracking up 1-0. Can't get better than this. What a start we are here.
And wow. you have the Kraken getting the goal and a half, or you took the
no,
Lightning?
No, I'm laying it. I'm laying it with the Lightning figures.
Never. This is the second night in a row I'm telling you this. Never lay the puck line when it's minus money. Never.
Did somebody not tell you I'm 9-2 in my last two NHL 11 NHL plays?
Be fair, Joe. Be fair. It's got to be at least 3 now because you lost with Florida last night. Be fair.
Was it Florida last night? I thought I took the Devils.
You laid the goal and a half with Florida last night against San Jose.
No, I did not.
All right.
I'll tell you what I had last night. I had the Devils plus the 1.5. Oh, you're right, and I took the Panthers minus the puck and a half. All right. So the Florida teams are kicking me right where it hurts.
Yes, they are.
In the hockey. All right, let's get back to basics. I love Arkansas tomorrow.
I love Arkansas tomorrow too, Joe. I like the 5. I kind of like the over in the game as well. I don't like a lot of overs here in these games Thursday and Friday. But the 139, I feel like Arkansas is going to play fast, and Vermont does hit a lot of threes. So
they
feel
average
like
74 game, Vermont.
Yeah, they score points. I don't know if they'll hit their 74 with Arkansas, but I feel like Arkansas will be able to run some press on them. I think they'll be able to score some points.
All right, let's think of this objectively. What does Vermont shoot from 3 this year? Like around 38%, 40%?
You might have the numbers in front of you. I'm not sure. I don't have everything in front of me right now.
Let me see if I can pull that up. Hang on. I'll see if I can get that up. I think going into, because I bet that game, the conference championship, I took them over their number, which was in that game on FanDuel, had a 79.5, and they just got to 80. They just peaked over there, but I'm looking right now. Where is it? We don't even. Are they Thursday or Friday?
This is Thursday night. There you
are. Yeah, there they are. I got them. All right, here we are. Arkansas, Vermont. So Vermont averages around 75 a game.
Yes.
I'm reading. Hang on. My computer's a little slow here, Carver. And I'm not talking about the computer between my left and right ear. All right? Hang on. Okay? Yeah, they just have a preview. This is not a good... This is not good, you know. I need to see all the breakdown, you know, defense... Not good. And the game's on CBS. You'd think CBS would have a better breakdown here. Not good. I gotta admit, not a good look here.
You're upset now.
I am upset. I don't care. Here's what I do know. I know Arkansas can run. All right? And I watch Vermont play. Bottom line is, if I'm going to go down in the first round, I'm going down with the speed and athleticism of the SEC team, system play, under the five, right there. We probably catch it at 4.5 before tip. It's 5 now on FanDuel.
I feel like if it's the other way, I think it's going to go up early, close to tip tomorrow night. I think it could get to 6, 5.5, 6. I think that tonight we need to play it. That's what I think, Joe. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. Got a lot to do. Brackets start tomorrow, baby. On the grid after this.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those that listen to Sports Grid
and people who don't
win. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Remember how your high school history teacher, Mrs. Fletcher, used to get on your case because you'd never do your homework and you'd rather be playing football after school with the guys?
Isn't it time you got the last word?
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell.
This is Carver and Lisi on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, as we are going through the brackets. Celtics up 23-18 on the Warriors, early second quarter there. Getting ready to start the second half in Dayton between Notre Dame and Rutgers. I will tell you, Joe, we picked up Notre Dame plus 4.5 here at halftime.
Good for you. I'll root it in, Carver. No interest in that game. Root that in, and I need the over in BYU.
Then you know what? I'll root that in for you, okay?
Because I need over 165.5. BYU extended.
I definitely have no interest in that game.
Okay? All right, BYU extended. 75-57. 132. I need 33 points in 7.5 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, what
so
are you going to do?
Let's get it in. Let's get it.
Nobody
in,
said we're going to win by a shutout. What do you want me to do?
No,
I put it
nobody
in.
Nobody did say that. All right, here's what I want to do. First of all, give me the numbers you found on Vermont that you wanted to get out.
They're shooting over the last 10, 55% from the field. They're over 40% from three. They're on a 9-1 run. But you got to look at the level of competition.
That's the case. That's the case with all these teams.
I understand.
We're going to try to pump them or the Jackrabbits or New Mexico State. Yeah,
you
got to
play. You got to play the game. You got to play the game out, right? How do we think the game is going to play out? Do we believe that Arkansas is the more athletic, bigger team? Yes, I do. So at the end of the day, I expect them to look to start fast. Now, do we think that Vermont is going to continue that shooting? I don't believe that. I think if they fall behind by double digits early, lights out, over. I think Arkansas wins this ball game by 20-plus.
I also don't believe that Arkansas is a lackadaisical team on the defensive end. You know, so I think they'll be in Vermont's face. Whereas there are some teams, Joe, that we will discuss where I don't think they're as good or as solid defensively. And if they played a team like Vermont that bombs a lot of threes, they'd be in a little bit of trouble. But for a team like Arkansas, who's pretty good perimeter defenders, I think that they're going to be able to handle what the Catamounts are going to be able to throw at them. Let's take these in blocks, Joe, because obviously there's four blocks throughout the day of games. You've got the two early sessions and the two late sessions.
All right.
So we get going 12:15 Eastern, 12:20, whatever it is, tomorrow afternoon, Michigan and Colorado State, Joe. So now it's gone to Wolverines minus one. 137 is the total. As we know, the Wolverines are the 11 seed. Colorado State is the 6 seed. It seems like a lot of people, Joe, early in the week were on the Rams. We've seen it kind of move around a little bit now. Line has gotten to minus one. It's a bit of a fishy line for me, Joe. What do you like in this first game of the day?
I flip-flopped as well. It was originally 2.5, right, Michigan? Weren't they 2.5 point favorites?
Yes.
Okay. It's down to one. I'm actually going to go with this line move. I don't love it. But if you're asking me about this line right now, basically it's a pick. All you need is Juwan and Dickinson and the crew. Get in there. Oh, no foul, right? I mean, the kid just got mugged. I think Colorado State wins outright. I mean, I really do. This line should be at least 3, 3.5, and I know Michigan hasn't played well. I know that they're basically backdooring into the tournament. But you got to be kidding me. I mean, a Big Ten Mountain West team? We just saw Big Ten Mountain West last night where Indiana was a 4.5-point favorite over one of the better teams. And Indiana really isn't that great, right?
Yeah.
They beat Michigan. Now, Michigan's only 1.5. That's fishy. I'm going with the line movement. I'm taking the Rams.
At FanDuel right now, Michigan, 57% of the bets, 62% of the money on Michigan. Yet it's gone to Michigan minus one.
See, if that's true, if that is true.
I know, I love when you say that, if that's true, because you think, that these numbers they send out aren't.
No, I'll say it again. That, you know, I'm a big believer. I don't just go on one thing. Okay, I go off of, I want to know what Joe Public's betting. I go on message boards. I go on, you know, the paper, you know, the post. I go, I see who the random beat reporters like.
Old
and then
school.
I formulate, right,
Old
and then
school.
I formulate an opinion. If 90% of the people like Michigan, how can it only be 57%? That doesn't statistically match up. It's not like, oh yeah, 90%, you survey 100 people, 90 of them like Michigan, but then Michigan's only getting 56% of the money because the gamblers are only betting. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Let's also remember, this is one book.
I understand it's one book, but it's one book in one of the most populated areas of the country. I mean, it's not like we're in Idaho. Look, with his five people.
I think it's a major trap line, but
bury the three! Bury the three! Go home, Patino! 66, wow. 61! Well, go to Danny's on Arthur Avenue. Go home!
Wow, is he gonna get the veal parm over there? What are you gonna get at Danny's? A little veal
go
parm.
Go to Dominic's. Go to Full Moon. Go, baby.
Get the veal parm. I can't believe you went with the cheeseburger again tonight. That's just the stunning news of the night.
That's
right
it.
There,
we go.
Is that you went back to
Castleton? Castleton with a big rebound. Body.
Castleton. Listen, Joe. I know that I'm probably going to pay for this, but I'm gonna take Michigan.
I don't love it. It's not going to be
either. In fact, Joe, I'll go even further with you. I'm not even going to play a side in this game. You want to know what I like?
Over?
I like the under. 137. I think that Colorado State win, lose, or draw is going to try to slow Michigan down, and I like the under 137. I think that
you think they're
going to
use Dickinson down low. You think that's going to be the game plan for them?
I do, and if I see that in the first couple of possessions, I might try to jump on Michigan live and just try to get it in before it gets out of hand. If it looks like he's going to be a force down low, but they got some bigs on Colorado State.
I know, but are they physical is the question. That's
right,
the question.
Right. I understand. I understand that. But I'm going to take the under 137, Joe. That's where I'm going to play this game and maybe stay away from a side. Because you're right. It is a little fishy for me going there. Second game of the day, a game that I've had circled for a long time, which is the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State taking on Ed Cooley and the Friars of Providence. A 4-13 game, Joe, but yet the Providence Friars are only 2-point favorites. Large total here, 147.5 for this game. 51% of the bets on Providence, 49% of the bets on South Dakota State, 58% of the money on the Jackrabbits.
One of my best bets of the day. I love Providence. I think they extend. I do. I think Cooley and the crowd. This to me is a mismatch problem. I'm sorry. And Providence is a blue collar team. They went toe to toe with a team that I'm very high on, Villanova. I like Nova to go the distance. They're one of my teams, sleeper teams. I already let the cat out of the bag. But Providence to me, and I'm backing all the Big East teams in the tournament. I'm sorry, blue-collar guy I am. I'm not sold on South Dakota State. They're a great FCS football team. They're not a great basketball team. That's right, I said it. I said it. I know Joe Public's on them. All right? Providence by 10.
Would you ever bet against a blue collar team, Joe, in football or basketball? If there's a blue collar team,
I bet against Kansas State all the time.
Yeah, they're not really blue collar; they just suck. So I can't call them a blue collar team. Look, Joe, I know that this has become an extremely trendy pick, but I'm on the Jackrabbits tomorrow.
All right, I'm against
you. They're the one team I can't get away from. They just, you know, they've won a billion games. I get it's in the Summit, but I'm not worried about that because Oral Roberts won some games last year out of the Summit in the tournament.
I understand.
So I'm not concerned. In fact, Joe, You're not going to believe this, but we've even made a very, very small, and I mean very small, play on the Jackrabbits to go to the Final Four at 200-1.
All right, good for you. Can I get 21 points in Long Beach, BYU here?
You know, this is what I mean. You're concerned about the freaking NIT, Joe. Worry about the NIT.
All right, I just know. I heard you. I know you've been talking about these Jackrabbits all week. I knew you were going to take them.
I'm on Boise against Memphis tomorrow.
I'm loving that. I think outright. That's one of my better bets.
Plus 128. There you go.
Now, do you believe Boise can make a run? I actually do.
No.
They can get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, they can play Gonzaga if they win. So.
I know.
No.
So?
No.
Come on, Carver. No.
It's a one and out. One and done.
I like Boise.
I like Boise, too, but I don't like him to beat Gonzaga. I like the under.
My
in this
two
game
best
also,
bets
Joe,
tomorrow.
134. Under 134.
My two best bets. I really love Providence. I like Providence. I like Boise, and then obviously the late night. I'm on Arc.
You got any? You're gonna lay 20.5 with Baylor? You're gonna leave
no, not touching
just
that. The
stay
under
away from that game.
I'm taking the under.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that against Norfolk.
Because if Baylor bounces back into form, they're gonna shut teams down defensively. If they don't start the tournament playing defense, they're going to be in trouble. So I think they have to get back to basics, grind it out, dominate this game by 30, and what? They win something like 60-35?
I think they'll score more than 60 against Norfolk State.
All right, 68-35.
I think they'll score in the 80s. Like 80-40 is more. 80-45 is more the area I'd shoot for, but that still keeps you under 137.5. So I'm with you. I got no problem going under there as well. Tennessee taking on Longwood tomorrow, Joe. Longwood, of course, one of the all-time greats. 18.5 here. I actually like Longwood with the 18.5.
Me
Joe.
Too. Tennessee never covers when they. This is a game that
they
you would
in this
think.
Tournament.
I know.
Yeah, I got this. This nugget for you. Barnes 111-1 against the spread his last 13 tournament games. 111-1.
We should save that if obviously they win.
Well, they're going to win the game.
Yeah, I know. But the second round game is where it would show through.
Wow, against Michigan or Colorado State. Right? Is that what the side of the bracket they're on?
Yeah, I'm watching this kid go down.
Oh, you're still worried about the NIT. Man, Joe, you in this NIT.
Come on. Florida was down 5. They're up 5.
You got any faith in the Spiders of Richmond against Iowa tomorrow? 10.5? I can't talk you into the 10.5 with me? How about the under 150?
I don't like McCaffrey.
I can't stand Iowa. So.
I can't stand I hope they lose, but they just don't miss.
You're staying away here. They're going to start missing, Joe. It's tournament time. I don't care about the Big Ten tournament. They're going to start missing.
Castleton.
They always do. Castleton. I mean, this guy Castleton. Jeez.
Come on. What is this kid doing?
Are
you kidding me?
Not focused.
Applebee, what are you doing, man?
Not focused.
Got to get your head on the swivel. Pick up that robber.
Notre Dame and Rutgers going back and forth in the game that matters over in Dayton. We will come back. See what's going on there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, back after this.
We talk about sports gaming, odds, and more.
So take it easy.
It's not like we're going to ask you to get off the couch and play these sports.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're living through a revolution. Sports gaming is sweeping the country.
You can feel it.
Soon you'll be drowning in noise from posers and wannabes.
They have noise.
We have analysis and expert information.
Stick with who you know.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Irish down one now, Joe. 13 minutes left in the game. 51-50. Rutgers starting to miss a couple shots finally. But it's still a pretty high-paced game here as they're about to hit the under 12 timeout. Getting good in Dayton right now. The Warriors, Joe, still down 8, 33-25 to the Celtics. Clay on the line, missing. Not a good scene there. So that's what's going on live right now, Joe. I know Florida's up 3 on Iona in the NIT, which is of extreme importance to you. Flames have a 2-1 lead on the Devils right now. Lightning have tied the Kraken. That's now 1-1 in Seattle, Joe. So the Lightning will probably pick up steam now and win that game by 4 or 5 for you.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
You're nervous about it.
Not nervous, okay. But it's not a start that I'm, you know, all giddy about, you know? I mean, wish I was up 3-1 in the first.
Yeah, but the Flames and the Lightning were the plays tonight, Joe. We'll see if they can take care of business. Flames-Lightning together would have been the way to go. And even though they were laying some heavy numbers here, but we'll see if maybe the Kraken get up one more, Joe. We'll jump in on them. If the Kraken score another and get to 2-1, we'll take the Lightning. How's that? That's how you can get me in on the Lightning with you, okay? Does that sound all right?
Sure, I guess. I'll take it.
Sure, you guess. All right. Carver and Lisi will come back hour number two. More games to go through for tomorrow as the tournament will be kicking off. We'll get the end of the Irish and Rutgers as well. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, hour number two, right after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.